The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Have a bit of a gentle reminder for anyone who might be heading along to the gym today, maybe thinking about working out in the weights room.
Do you honestly think this will happen at any gym?
Well, it's happened at one. Please don't put anything in the weight. You know the little circle on the weights in the middle that are for like an Olympic bar? Don't put anything in between those weights that isn't an Olympic bar is what I'm going to leave you with this morning. And
you mean so you've got your weight plate and if it's going under the dumbbell, like the hole that's there to go onto
to your Olympic bar, whatever it is you're using. I didn't think I'd have to reinforce this sort of message in a radio show. However, a story doing the rounds at the moment is of a gentleman in Worms, Germany.
Worms has had
to be rescued by the fire department after he got his man bits stuck inside a 2.5 kilo weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He thought it'd be okay to put that in the hole. And in doing so, he has got himself stuck in quite a small space. Now, from that point, this is at a public gym, he's had to call the fire department. They say that it took them 3 hours to get his bits unstuck from the weight. They couldn't just pull it off. That was the big problem. Instead, they had to break the weight into 5 pieces to safely get it off this man's
area. Can you just, before you continue, think of your phrasing. Just for a second, just think of your phrasing.
I'm good. I'm happy here.
Yeah, all right.
The weight had to be removed with quite a bit of assistance to get a weight off those bits. Things involved include a grinder.
I think grinder may have been responsible for it in the first place.
A hydraulic saw, which are two of the things that you probably don't want to imagine near your very sensitive bits. Mind you, I don't think you'd want to imagine a 2.5 kilo weight near your sensitive bits either.
Near your what? Are you okay? You nearly said something.
Yes, so the fire department has issued a sort of warning. They've said, I don't speak German, but rough translation was something along the don't imitate such actions, which I feel like is like the don't try this at home, kids. But don't try it anywhere. Don't, if you're going to the gym today,
I thought that was an obvious one, but anyway.
Apparently not.
And always, you know, remember, before you attempt any strenuous work, do a bit of light stretching beforehand. Just a bit of light stretching.
Maybe he over-chalked before he...
I don't know.
Helps grip.
Does help grip, doesn't it? Interesting. And that was at a public space.
Yep, in Worms, Germany.
In Worms, Germany.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Early morning gym sesh.
I was very quiet during that whole story.
I know, you couldn't talk.
I couldn't say anything without incriminating myself further. I mean, that's...
Further?
That's,
why have you incriminated?
Because I would say a joke that would get me in trouble. And that story is full of potential jokes just waiting to happen. There's so many things that could have been said then that I can't... I mean, come and see me after the show if anyone wants to hear my thoughts on it, because I have some very clear thoughts on this whole process of what's happening.
There's photos circulating the internet. Not
is
of
there what?
Said junkage.
You just mean in general?
But photos of the weight plate after it had been destroyed by your saw and your grinder.
Right. Well, there you go. So don't do that. That's the moral of the story.
I'm going to the gym.
Good work, stretch.
TMI Tuesday. There's no such thing as too much info.
Okay, the idea, give us gross stories. We want to hear about them, overshare, or, in other words, give us too much information on 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, it could be anything. It could just be an infected anything. It could be a pimple. It could be a boil.
I ended up having off milk the other morning.
Oh, no, gross.
Because I had... Oh. See, what I usually do is I have lactose-free milk because I'm very precious. My stomach's very, you know, sensitive. It's one of these sensitive new age stomachs. Was out, had none in the house. I went, you know what, I'm just going to chance it. I'll just have some of the normal milk on my cereal.
Because it doesn't make you sick already.
And good point. And I went, because I really wanted my Cocoa Pop. So I'm like, bang, got to have it. Chucked it on. Got four mouthfuls, I think, into it before I went, you know, something's not quite...
The yogurty texture to this.
Right about this. What's right? And then, see, it didn't have... It hadn't done the whole texture thing yet, but it was 2 days past expiry once I checked the carton. And I'm like, yeah, it just has that smell and
sour
that...
smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
It hadn't quite gone to the cottage cheese texture yet, but, four mouthfuls into it. Boy, oh, sick ass afterwards. Just like,
I bet.
God, don't risk it. Make sure you've got plenty of milk in the house at all times. Don't
I did that with my eggs last week. It's often for lunch when I get home, I'll have a poached egg on crumpet. That's like my go-to food. And I had my poached egg and I take my first bite and I think, oh yeah, that's all right. And then I sort of get a whiff from it. Like it tastes okay, but I got this whiff.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, that doesn't smell great. And then I like bring it up and really take a big whiff from it and my whole tummy just rolled thinking I've already had one mouthful. I was like, oh, that smell, and it just lingers. And then for dinner that night, I went to, like, my mother-in-law's, her mum, and she had made this, grandma-in-law.
Got it.
She had made this, like, baked custard, which was beautiful, but all I could think of was the egg that I had that day, and I smelled it, and all I could think of was this egg, and I was like, can't face eggs.
Eggs was one of those things that I never realised went off. And for many years, I was like, never realised. I had a friend of mine the other day go, here's a carton of eggs. These have just been sitting in my fridge. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I cracked a couple of them, and then I had to ask, hey, how long had they been sitting in the fridge? They'd been in there for like 3 months or something.
Yeah, they've got a long expiration date on them, but you can pop them in water. If they float, they're off.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is when you crack them into the pan, you want to make sure that the yolk is sitting nice and high. Like it should be like a full sunrise or like half a circle. If it's not sitting high, if it's sitting flat, I don't touch them.
It's Ian Hewitson and Gabrielle Gatte this morning on Hit 105.9. Hey, we want to know, TMI Tuesdays, grotty stories, gross stuff. Has anything gross happened to you this week?
It doesn't have to be food related, but 13, 12, 16. Give us a buzz. Overshare with us.
Some of our favourite stories are pimple related.
We do love pimples and tonsil stones.
13, 12, 16. Ring your stories in now.
TMI Tuesday. There's no such thing as too much info.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. The phone is open to share your stories of oversharing, gross things, grotty stuff. That's what we want to hear about.
Yeah, you and I both had run-ins with food that was past an expiration date last week.
Yeah, I made a risk on milk that I shouldn't do with the cereal and it was just four mouthfuls in. Something's not up. Something doesn't taste right. And you go, God, I'm an idiot. It's taken me four mouthfuls to go, this ain't right. Obviously, I was hungry.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was just spooning it in, shoveling it into my face.
I'm a bit of a, like, I like to have a good whiff of things before I make anything.
I've always said that about you. Yeah. You like to have a good whiff.
Yeah. So, like, I do often, like, I'll have a nice big, if it's milk, if it's eggs, I'll get my nose right in there and have a real good smell before I put anything in my mouth.
Let's see, who do we have this morning on 13, 12, 16? Dahlia is joining us. What happened to you, Dahlia?
Okay, brace yourselves. This is totally disgusting.
I'm looking forward to it already.
I love any story that starts with brace yourself.
Bring it on. Come on, girl.
What happened?
So my boyfriend had this black dot behind his ear, and I kept saying to him, you need to go get that checked out. It's a mole. And he's like, no, it's a birthmark. It's been there for ages. Anyway, I eventually convinced him to go to the doctors. The doctor took one look at it and said, it's not a mole, it's not a birthmark, it's a blackhead.
Oh, yeah!
Been there for like 10 years.
You're kidding.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a glorious story. So what did the doctor do?
I think we
know.
The
doctor helped it. And it's so gross. It smelt. It was that rank. It was just like,
I'd be
furious with my partner if he let a doctor pop a gem
instead of me.
Like, true love would have been letting me pop that. But, you know, I feel for you. Like, you know, did you forgive him for letting the doctor pop it?
Oh, totally. I could not have done it. It makes me feel ill just thinking about it. Like,
should have videoed it.
Has his headache gone away on that side then? Is he he's all right now?
I've made sure he's been clean behind his ears.
Good stuff. Well done. Good story. Thanks for that, Talia. And I tell you what, it's hard when you've got pimples behind, like your ears or on your back. I mean, you can't see them.
Yes, they're you know that they're good because they've been brewing for a while.
Been brewing?
Yeah.
That one sounds like been brewing for years. He thought it was a birthmark. Like, seriously.
Yeah. It's been that long.
I don't think a birthmark would look like that, would it?
Well, yeah, sometimes. I think maybe they go sort of flat against the skin. When I watch Dr. Pimple Popper, she gets a lot of, like, huge blackheads, and a lot of people think they're birthmarks or something.
How interesting.
Or moles, or just something that they've had for ages.
Like, it's just always been there.
Oh, I've had it 10 years, 15 years.
I've had this pimple longer than we've been going out. Like, that's...
Yeah. Ugh, I had this before I knew you. It was me and the pimple for a long time.
Don't squeeze it, because I'll get separation anxiety. A new forecast has been predicted for the end of the world. End of the world, everyone.
End of the world.
And these you always take with even less than a grain of salt. But a Christian numerologist claims a verse in the Bible proves that the world will end on September 23. That's Saturday.
Oh.
Very sad.
So Saturday. So Australia always ends first, don't we? We see the end of the world first, and then America gets it the next day.
Well, New Zealand very
New
first.
Zealand.
So
okay, cool.
If something's happening, we're going to clock it first by seeing New Zealand go down. So that's usually how it happens.
So what's the verse? How's this happening?
It's some verse where apparently it matches events in that verse to the solar eclipse that happened in the States, Hurricane Harvey hitting, and Texas being flooded. Apparently those three things are indicated in this verse, allegedly.
We need locusts.
But the thing that people are most upset by is the end of the world before the AFL and NRL grand finals. So,
they're
the following weekend, aren't they? So we
need to get through those, obviously.
If we could just hold out a little while longer so we can see who wins in the grand finals, that'd be great.
We'll write a letter.
To who? Dear Bible, I have a few questions and questions
asked.
Whilst you're at it, can we change this?
Trending now at hit.com.au. 1, 2, 3. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
Okay, so you probably know a stack of people celebrating their birthdays this month. It is the busiest month for birthdays.
September. Is it?
Christmas babies. Anyway, moving along.
Oh, that makes sense. Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Valentine's Day babies that were the big one.
No. Christmas babies are the biggest babies out there.
Really? Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Most of them. Anyway, stacks of birthdays happen in September, so it's good timing that Netflix has launched their latest feature. Now, this is perfect for your little ones. If you've got kids between the ages of 1 and 4, this could be just for them. If you actually now type birthday into the streaming services search function area, you know, you go into search in your Netflix, type in birthday, you can actually access a series of 15 2-minute videos of their most popular TV characters, like kids' TV characters, singing them or wishing them a very special happy birthday.
Right.
So you've got like Pokemon or Barbie or My Little Pony.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, any of them can wish your kids a happy birthday with this new feature.
Clever idea.
Isn't it? So it's only 2 minutes, but what a great way, like, happy birthday, get up in the morning, and there you go, Barbie's wishing you a happy birthday.
Great. Give you 2 minutes to go and do something and keep them entertained.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yep, I thought that's a nifty little feature for kids.
Also too trending now is Jennifer Garner. She's posted a bit of a Throwback Thursday video to Insta of the time that she had been to the dentist and had the laughing gas and Novocaine. So that's the dental anesthesia.
I know what that is, yep.
And she decided to post this video of her on the phone to someone afterwards. She was having a bit of a moment regarding the stage show Hamilton. Do you know Hamilton in the States? It's huge.
No,
it's huge. It's a huge stage play. She's on the phone to someone. This is her telling the person on the end about how much she loves the show.
They did the sad part of Hamilton and I started crying. I couldn't stop.
And they said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "It's so beautiful." "It's so beautiful. Listen to the song."
Aww.
She's such a sweetheart even when she's like, "Oh no."
Yes. Yes.
Like, isn't she just so lovely? Jennifer Garner is just, she's lovely. She's really a nice, you know, person.
A polite, lovely person. Yeah. That is what's trending now, and you'll find more online with Scoopla at hit.com.au. It's all thanks to Beechwood Homes. The story yesterday that got us the most squirmish was the one about the chihuahua, Steph.
Yeah, the chihuahua that had eaten its master's big toe for the second time, so the second big toe. His owner...
Both of them.
Yep, he's eaten both big toes over a series of 2 years. Does have diabetes, and so high blood sugar, flesh was dying. He had no feeling in his toes.
I don't think the flesh wasn't dying. Like, he just had low circulation.
I think you'll find that it's a...
I don't think... If you've got diabetes, you just have a low sensitivity. Like,
I'm
you
actually
can't
researching
feel.
This right now.
Yep. And what have you got,
and
Doc?
And I've got about three or four other cases where one is a Jack Russell Terrier in Michigan who chewed off his owner's toe as the owner was asleep. Turns out the doctors discovered he had diabetes the next day. The toe was completely rotten and the dog actually saved this guy's life.
Okay, that's that case.
Yep, another case in Oregon over in the States where the dog chewed off a numb gangrenous toe, once again saving the owner's life. The dog feels that they are doing the right thing. They're actually trying to save their masters.
Okay, that's in those cases. Has it been proven in this case that the skin was dying?
Well, yeah, they let him sleep in the bed again after the first time he ate a toe, so it must have been...
No, it's not
kind of been that bad.
I'm looking for a red-hot fact here. Has it been proven that his skin was dying?
I don't know, Chris.
I know you were part of that fantastic debate team in high school, and you bring those debate skills to the show every single day, but has it been proven? A resounding no. But 13, 12, 16, we thought this morning, pets... misbehaving. Have you got a misbehaving pet that's done something in the realm of naughty, 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 shouldn't have done that?
Two
toes down.
That's probably,
that's
we don't need,
thing.
You know, such a stretch. Maybe something a little bit smaller than, maybe it's just ripping apart dog beds or bringing you gifts or those sorts of things.
I had a dog who would just eat anything that went on the floor. And after a quick discovery of the car keys missing one day, where do you think they were?
They have batteries in them. They're really dangerous.
No. We're talking old school, mate.
Oh, gotcha.
We're talking just the actual...
Just the physical case. It's still not going to be nice when it comes out.
No. Imagine if it was the case of if it was electronic one, every time the dog sat down and unlocked the car. Could you just sit down for... Sit. I need to get my handbag out.
Or if it was a keyless entry and every time you wanted to drive, you had to take the dog with you.
Get in the car.
Come on. We're going out.
Get in the car. I mean, you've had a lot of pets. You've got two dogs,
Graham,
Steph.
Graham and Theodore.
Do you have a misbehaving pet?
Graham has, over the course of his life, eaten the crutch out of three pairs of Sassenbide pants.
Ew. Mm. Oh.
Do you know why he loves the Sassenbide? Often because they're, like, bedazzled. Like, they've often got sequins and stuff on. And, like, I've got studded ones that he's eaten.
Sparkly.
And a pair of Metallica's Ponty pants as well. He just has... And I'm talking, like, eats... the crutch out, like, just in, like, almost like a U shape. Like, he just goes for that area. The rest of the pants are fine, but he destroys that area.
Why?
When I took my pair of SVs into the tailor and said, can you fix this? And they just looked at them. They were shredded through that area. I was like, it's my dog. It's nothing weird.
Give no explanation whatsoever. Just drop them off going, can you fix those?
You've got to make sure the laundry door is closed at all times, because if that dog gets near pants... Not gone.
Chris and Steph, to get you up on here this morning on 13, 12, 16, do you have a misbehaving pet? The story yesterday, we were talking about the chihuahua that ate its owner's two big toes. The owner, unfortunately, had diabetes, had a low sort of sensitivity.
Yep, and
couldn't
the
really
high
feel
blood
it.
Sugar is often appealing to dogs as well.
High blood sugar.
Reading.
Yeah. If it was a cat, the person wouldn't be here anymore.
No,
can I just say that? The whole person
would
have been devoured. You can't really trust cats.
We can say that.
No, I think we can easily say you can't trust cats. If anyone wants to fight me on it, 13, 12, 16. Here's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
We're lining up some people now. What's your misbehaving pet? The first one we've got is Claire. Claire on 13, 12, 16. What is your misbehaving pet?
Oh, my gosh, guys. So I have a green cheek conure, which is a bird.
A bird. Okay, cool.
Oh.
It's a bird.
What's it called?
I thought it was like a disease or something. I was like, oh, darling, I'm sorry.
Get your green cheek conure checked or whatever. What's it called? A green cheeked
conure.
All right.
Okay, yep, go on.
So it's a bit bigger than a cockatiel, but smaller than a lorikeet, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I would come out because my bird was really smart and he could get out of his cage and whatever, and he couldn't really fly, so it was fine. And so I would go in my room and I kept thinking my son had pulled all my jewelry out. And I was like he was getting in trouble. I'm like, you need to stop touching my stuff. And then I come in one day and it's actually my bird, because he got angry at me because I wasn't like playing with him.
Oh.
So he would go in and throw all my jewelry out.
So your bird... would chuck a hissy fit and go and attack your stuff and throw it off the top of the thing.
Yeah.
Wowee.
There you go.
And he used to get, if he was angry at my daughter, he'd go and chew her wooden chest, like this wooden chest thing, and he'd go in and chew that when he was angry at her.
Are you kidding? This bird...
A vengeful bird.
...would take revenge.
Yep.
Tracy on 13, 12, 16. What's your misbehaving pet?
She's a foxy cross chihuahua. Mm.
Yeah.
She'll be 11 in January, and every time I buy her a bed or whatever, it's shredded the next day.
Yep.
Gone.
She's a two-hour in her.
She's got three beds shredded in the backyard at the present moment. I'm sick of buying them for her.
Just stop it.
Go get one of those Hessian ones that they, like the old potato sack style beds.
She still shreds them, Steph.
Oh no way.
It's a little savage.
She shreds everything.
Wowee.
Don't let her near the couch.
What a terror.
I bought her a doghouse for camping.
Yep.
She shredded it.
Ate it.
Wowee.
Yep. What a terror.
Is she getting enough fiber in her diet? Maybe she just needs a bit more fiber.
No, she's got plenty.
Oh,
she's
good.
She's got plenty of fiber.
Well done. Good story. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Chewing everything. It's the chihuahua. Was that what you said? It's the chihuahua.
Yeah, like the toes.
They like ripping stuff apart and whatnot.
Feisty little things sometimes.
Feisty. Not that we want to stereotype chihuahuas. There's some very nice chihuahuas out there.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
So, Emmys were yesterday over in the States, and it was an absolutely huge event, one of the biggest nights for television. And some of the major awards actually went out to stories about women, which I find really empowering. Best Drama Series went to The Handmaid's Tale. Best Comedy went to Veep. And Best Limited Series went to Big Little Lies. So some huge wins for a stack of women out there.
It was nice to see also Alec Baldwin got one for his supporting role as Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. Donald Glover had a win in there too for his show. There's just some massive wins. The things you didn't see was Game of Thrones.
No.
Wasn't there? They were ineligible to win anything. Westworld, a lot of people saying were robbed in their categories as well. But a massive night for TV. Nicole Kidman's the one that they're all talking about. First of all, when she got up to accept her award, she kissed Alexander Skarsgård on the lips.
Yes.
Which everyone is like, whoa. Ooh. And Keith is standing right behind her.
Yeah.
Keith is there going, okay.
Or, well done, darling.
What, did we discuss this beforehand? No, okay. But then she got up and she gave what was an amazing speech and, of course, acknowledging her role in Big Little Lies.
Which is an Australian book as well.
Australian
just
book.
For people interested.
Go and grab a copy because it's absolutely amazing. She gave this rousing speech.
We shone a light on domestic abuse. It is... it is a complicated, insidious disease. It exists far more than we allow ourselves to know. It is filled with shame and secrecy, and by you acknowledging me with this award, it shines a light on it even more. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I bow down to you.
Good words, Nicole.
Yeah, really good words. And I think the ripples from that as well, she's had, was it Mel B who tweeted about it
we
as well?
We just had that in the news,
absolutely. So huge ripples from that. And I think a really important speech. And I will just remind everyone as well, if they're experiencing domestic violence in an emergency, always call 000. Otherwise, alternatively, you can call the Housing Plus Domestic Violence Services on 1300 384 357.
That is what's trending. And, of course, you'll find more with Scoopla at hit.com.au. Thanks to Beechwood Homes.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.